In the 21st century, the American dream comes in a lot of flavors. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about fitting in, making friends, and staying true to yourself while following your own dreams. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. First up, American Fever, the debut novel of a young Pakistani writer, Dur E Aziz Amna. While other students from her exchange program are comfortably settled in Pakistani immigrant communities on the East Coast, 16-year-old Hira has landed in rural Oregon. Though she's heard plenty about the United States, quote, the place that would upsell you on the thread count for your deathbed, she isn't quite prepared for life in the tiny town of Lakeview, with her somewhat clueless host mother Kelly and her somewhat bitchy host sister Amy. Too weak to play volleyball, too cranky to be the cultural ambassador everyone expects, she finds herself both missing and resenting her parents. Things take a dramatic turn when she's diagnosed with tuberculosis, creating issues about quarantine and exposure that feel very familiar, what with our recent collective internship in infectious disease control. As the Kirkus reviewer wrote, in Hira, Amna has created a fascinating character, prickly but still vulnerable, in search of something but unsure what that might be. At the center of the novel is an exploration of the idea of home, the soul landscape of dreams, the only place that will ever convince you that its failings, its bounties, its excesses and caresses are all your own. After all, where does it end and you begin? American Fever is an irreverent, wise, and resonant coming-of-age story. I also enjoyed The Life and Crimes of Hoodie Rosen by Paul Bloom, set in a fictional Pennsylvania town seething over an influx of Orthodox Jews. Hoodie, short for Yehuda, along with his parents and his, quote, numerous and various sisters, have just moved to Tregaron, where his father is involved with building a high-rise intended to house many more Orthodox families. The community's outraged opposition to this is spearheaded by the mayor, Monica Diaz O'Leary. This makes it particularly inconvenient that the first love of Hoodie's 15-year-old life is her daughter, Anna Marie. And she seems to like him back. Hoodie Rosen tells us on page one that he committed a horrible crime that ruined his life, humiliated his family, and put him in the ICU. But in some ways, he also thought it was pretty funny. Once you get to know this jokester, you'll believe it. His sharp awareness of the ironies of life and language illuminate every page of this first-person narrative. But after he and Anna Marie attempt to remove the swastikas that have been spray-painted on Jewish gravestones, Hoodie is ostracized and punished for consorting with the enemy. Then the town's anti-Semitism explodes in a ripped-from-the-headlines violent incident. Bloom's engrossing debut explains myriad details of Orthodox Jewish faith, from Torah study to Shabbos restrictions to the distinction between American and British Starburst candies, and includes Hoodie's questioning of them. Through the brilliant character of Zippy, his wise older sister, Hoodie can see the path to a less constricted but still devout way of living. The Life and Crimes of Hoodie Rosen is funny, smart, moving, courageous, and so timely it almost hurts.
The books are American Fever by Dur E Aziz Amna and The Life and Crimes of Hoodie Rosen by Isaac Bloom. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org, on the WIPR app, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's also where you can find links to past episodes of the show, so you'll always have a great book to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.